field test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and our special guest, Carmen Miranda.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime, right from the start. We'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, John Barrymore and I turn our profiles toward South America as a tribute to our good neighbors. In that lovely locale, we shall stage a fiesta full of Latin romance, Latin rhythms, and Latin ladies. And it's our pleasure to greet one lovely Latin lady in particular, the vivacious Brazilian bombshell, Miss Carmen Miranda.
Ah, Carmen Miranda, beautiful, exotic South American maid. I close my eyes and see your Latin loveliness. I open my eyes and see...
Ah!
What's the matter, John?
I just saw a hat.
What's the matter, boy? You do not like my beautiful hat?
Did you say hat? It looks more like the opening of a fresh fruit market.
Oh, is that so, huh? Tell me, Rudy Valley, please. Who is this, this man, I think?
Why, Carmen, this man, I think, is John Barrymore.
This is John Barrymore? The great snowpile?
Snowpile?
Oh, really, Mr. Barrymore, all kids to one side. I am very happy to be here tonight because you and my dream man, Judy Valley.
If Valley's a dream man, I'll take insomnia.
You know, Carmen, it doesn't seem possible that you've been in Hollywood a year, and this is only the second time we've met.
Oh, no, Ruth. This is just the first time we have met.
Oh, no, the second time. Don't you remember the night a romantic young stranger rang your bell, stood beneath your window with his guitar, and sang to you?
Oh, sure. Now I remember. You are the fellow I threw a pill of hot water on.
Gadzooks, that is a hot one. Ah, you should hear me sing romantic serenades, my Carmen.
You?
Of course. Ask me about romantic crooning. Ask me about the lyrics of love. I know all the answers.
Say, who are you? One of those squeaky?
No, Carmen, he is, Juan Barrymore. I am Rudy Valley. You are Carmen Miranda, and tonight we're going to do a romantic story about South America.
And you are going to make love to me, Rudy?
Yes.
And you are going to stand under my window and sing to me, yes, only you, Rudy Valley, can sing?
Yes.
Excuse me, please.
Carmen, where are you going?
To get another pail of hot water.
Wait, I'll go with you. I'm the Carmen, yeah, man.
And I'm still a-singing, so bring in the music and the hot water.
Good evening, good neighbors. We're bringing goodwill to you. Combining our talents and labors, our friendly good neighbors too. We're taking off in a musical amphibian, so its hands across the Caribbean. The flag will fly and the band will play as we head down Miranda Way. So good evening, good neighbors. Here's a toast of goodwill to you.
On the wings of radio, we fly swiftly to Rio de Janeiro, where we make a perfect three-point landing at the South American offices of the Barrymore Donut Corporation, manufacturers of Profo, the donut with a profile. Rudy Valley's South American representative is just getting ready to greet his boss, who has just arrived from the States, the famous donut dunker, Jay Up to the Knuckle Barrymore.
Good evening, J.B. Welcome to beautiful, magnificent, sunny and sparkling South America.
Thank you for crooning, Thomas. Yes, it is indeed beautiful, magnificent, sunny and sparkling South America. Why, when I take a breath of this fresh air, I feel I'm about to do things I've never done before.
John, when you take a breath of fresh air, you've already done something you've never done before.
Never mind that. Rudy, before we go any further, I want you to know that I do not approve of that new slogan you whipped up about my donuts.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Why, sir, whatever do you mean? I think it's a splendid slogan, sir. Dunk Crofo Donuts. Confidentially, they think.
So does the slogan. Now, let's go on to our dunking business. What have you arranged for my visit to South America?
Well, first I've arranged for you, as president of the Barrymore Donut Company, to go on a South American Goodwill dunking tour.
That's fine, son. I'm ready to demonstrate the skill that won me the Olympian dunking championship 40 years ago. Now, what else is on the calendar besides dunking dates?
Well, tonight you're going to meet Carmen.
And who, pray, is Carmen?
She's the girl I hope to marry, sir.
Marry? Let me remind you, me boy, women and donuts do not mix.
I don't care. I love Carmen, J.B. I love her, even though her father hates me.
Hate you, Rudy, me boy? Why?
I don't know why.
Has he heard you sing?
No, he's never heard me sing.
You mean he started hating you from scratch?
Worse than that, I haven't even met him.
Then why don't you meet him and give him a reason for hating you? Go to him and tell him you love Carmen.
But he's a dangerous man. Senor Miranda's the finest swordsman in all Rio. He's got the most violent temper in South America. I figured you might put in a good word for me, so I arranged with Carmen to invite us to her hacienda for dinner tonight.
Ah, splendid, me boy. A free meal at the Miranda hacienda. Pass the handout.
Yes, I'll meet you at Senor Miranda's in an hour.
Splendid. And when you get there, me boy, woo this lady of your heart. Woo her with a song.
As you say, I shall woo her, like this. Woo-hoo!
Here's my heart, it's had some wear and tear. I wore it on my sleeve before in another love affair. Still I hope that you can see it's almost everything a heart should be. Here's my heart, don't hurt it, please, I pray. I've been a fool in love before, and fools I know must pay. But now's the time to make a brand new start. So darling,
Carmen.
Rudy, you are here early.
Yes. Did you tell your father I was coming?
Yes, and he's very happy you are here. He'll be right back.
Where did he go?
Upstairs to get his shotgun.
Yeah. Carmen, why does your father object to me?
Because you are not a Rancho Grande, and because you work hardly for a living.
Hard is the word. What if I do? I'm proud that I've given the best years of my life to the Barrymore Donut.
Donut? Donut? What is a donut?
It's a sponge cake with air conditioning.
Ah, yes, donut. You know, Rudy, 4 years ago, my father, Senor Miranda, was champion donut dunker of South America.
Champion dunker of South America?
Yes. Even today, you should see the way he dunks. He dips the donut in the coffin, beautiful, up to the elbow.
So your father used to be the dunking champ, eh?
Yes. Yesterday, the champion. Today, forget him.
Well, that's the dunk you get. But let's forget your father, Carmen. Let's just talk about you and me. You're beautiful, Carmen.
Ah, you are beautiful too, Rudy.
Ah, Carmen, when first I saw you, the propensities of affection in my heart increased threefold.
I don't get that.
I was overcome. The blood rushed to my head. My pulses quickened with an ever-increasing emotion.
I don't understand that.
Baby, I love you. Let's pitch a move.
No, you are cooking with gas. And just for that, I sing one song for you.
Macumbae, macumbae, é o batuque do batucaxé. Macumbae, macumbae, é o batuque do batucaxé.
Ih, eu vi um papo, e paparém, papadela, outro papo, papo sabe de uma papa de fubá. E papo pico, papapá, papa amarela, não papo, 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 que papo lá na mapa. E quando eu disse que é papa de papo, papo, meu papo, se viu de esmaio, foi de papo, é papão. E eu fiquei, foi como um papo no meu chapa, quando eu escuto o papagaio me dizer papapagão.
Macumbae, macumbae, é o batuque do batucaxé. Macumbae, macumbae, é o batuque do batucaxé.
E eu não quis mais saber de ver o papo, que de papo numa pipa na papada se empapou. E é por isso que os meus olhos logo tapam quando vejam se foi tipo a papapá e o papavô. E que se cubra o capeta de uma capa, que se atreve na garupa do capeta capataz. Pra que ninguém possa ver o papo, que você papo, papapá, 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 papapá.
Macumbaé, macumbaé, é o batuque do batucaxé. Macumbaé, macumbaé, é o batuque do batucaxé.
E eu vi um papo e papanem papadela, outro papo e papo sado de uma papa de fubá. E papo pipo a papa papa amarela, não papo do papim papo quem papo lá na mapa. E quando eu disse que o papa que o papim papa, meu papá teve um desmaio porque o papo era papão. E eu fiquei com um papo no meu estapa quando escuto o papagaio lhe dizer papapagão.
Macumbaé, macumbaé, é o batuque do batucaxé. Macumbaé, macumbaé, é o batuque do batucaxé. É o batuque do batucaxé. É o batuque do batucaxé. É o batuque do batucaxé.
Now, Carmen, you're cooking with gas.
One of the inspiring events of our times has been the way our two great American continents have pooled their skill and resources to defend the American way of life.
Yes, Bill. And in a small way, the seal test system of laboratory protection could be compared with that defense effort. In this case, the enemies are certain things which threaten the health and welfare of our people. Improper diet, unsanitary conditions, and other factors. To help combat them, seal test has united its scores of laboratories, has pooled a great store of scientific knowledge and research to aid in protecting the purity of seal test milk, ice cream, and other vital dairy products.
Yes, every dairy product sold under the red and white seal test symbol must be of high quality and purity, flavor and freshness. Here's a get-acquainted suggestion. For the weekend, order a supply of seal test cream. See if you've ever tasted finer, fresher cream. There's nothing like rich, golden seal test cream to add sparkle to meals. From your morning coffee right down to the last lingering spoonful of a luscious strawberry shortcake dessert made with fluffy whipped cream from your own whipping bowl, seal test cream can serve you in a dozen delicious ways. So make a note to order seal test cream from your milkman tonight. In a few minutes, we'll tell you where to buy seal test products in your community. And now back to the hacienda of Carmen Miranda, where her father, the tempestuous Senor Miranda, discovers Rudy in the company of his daughter.
Aha! What is the meaning of this? Who is this man I am about to kill?
Hold on, Senor. I'm Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley? I am happy to meet you. And I am happier to kill you.
But, Pop, I love Rudy.
It took long enough to read it.
Oh, Papa, he's beautiful and I want to marry him.
No, you are a foolish young girl. You are 17. It is about time you settled down.
But I'm not 17.
All right, you're 28, but who counts? Now, Miranda, mi bamba, scramba.
Okey-doke, I scramble.
Senor, you may send her away, but I still insist. I shall marry your daughter.
Do not insist with me. Would you like to know what happened to the last fellow who insisted?
See, what happened to last fellow?
Just step out on the balcony.
But there is no balcony.
That is what happened to last fellow. Tell me, senor, what do you do for a living?
I sell donuts, sir.
Donuts? Donuts? Oh, now I know why I hate you. I hate anyone connected with donuts because of an insult by a countryman of yours that happened to me at the Grand Olympic Donut Dunking Contest 40 years ago.
But that was 40 years ago. Can't you forgive and forget?
No, impossible. In the finals of the Olympic dunking contest, I was opposing the American champion dunker, Juan Barrymore.
John Barrymore?
Yes, this Barrymore. He played me very dirty trick.
What did he do?
He stick a horseshoe in my donut. 40,000 people watch me. I pick up the donut, dunk it in the coffee, put it in my mouth, and scrunch.
What happened?
To this day, Seabiscuit is wearing my breed work. And then this Juan Barrymore laugh and call me very bad word.
A bad word, senor?
Yes, a very bad word. Oh, if I ever get my hands on this Juan Barrymore, I slit his ear from throat to throat. I tear his hair out by the feet.
Ah, there you are, Rudy, my boy.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Joe? Joe?
Yes, sir. Senor Miranda, I want you to meet my old friend, Joe Paskudniak.
Rudy, have you been out in the sun too long?
Joe, Senor Miranda was just telling me about a fellow he doesn't like named John Barrymore, and that if he catches this John Barrymore, he's going to tear his hair out by his throat.
Oh, I see.
Senor, do you say your name was Joe Paskudniak?
Yeah, sure, I've been Joe Paskudniak from Minnesota.
You are Swedish. Caramba. I think this Juan Barrymore was Swedish, man.
Sure not. Well, shut my mouth. Valley, do something before I run out of bad dialects.
But what can I do?
Do anything to change the subject.
All right, I'll sing.
That's hardly the change I was looking for. However,
I'm no match for a memory. You're singing last year's tune. Looking at last year's moon, whenever we kiss, I'm no match for a memory. You're living in the past, flying your heart half-mast for somebody else. There's a faraway look in your eyes as we sit at a table for two. And I might as well reach for the sky as to try to reach out for you. You're in love with a memory, but in my heart I pray that maybe I'll be a match for a memory someday.
Ah, Senor Valley, your song make me madder than ever. I am still think of this Juan Barrymore. His nose, his chin. Senor Paskudniak, please to turn your head and let me see your chin.
Valley, you think you recognize my chin?
No, John, there's safety in numbers.
Oh, this Juan Barrymore, he was bad, bad hombre. One day he... Oh, excuse, please. Here come the refreshments.
Ah, donuts. Senor, do you mind if I dunk?
Not at all. But remember, no dunking above the shoulder. And anything that falls back in the cup belongs to the house.
Okay, watch this. This is my back 1.5 with a swan dive dunk.
In all the world, there is only one man who can dunk like that. Joe Paskudniak, you are Juan Barrymore in the flesh, or a reasonable facsimile thereof.
Who, me?
Si, si. You are the man who give me the dunk double cross. You are the hombre who call me bad name. I demand satisfaction. We shall duel with swords. Senor Barrymore, my second shall be at your disposal.
My disposal? Come on, Rudy, let's get away from this South American swordfish.
John, do you want people to point to you in the streets and say, there walks a coward?
I'd rather have them say, there walks a coward, than there lies a dope.
Senor Barrymore, I have decided. We shall meet on the field of honor at dawn.
Dawn? That's too early. I've got to get some sleep.
Very well. If you do not show up, I shall arrange to come over and stab you in bed.
Well, that's better.
Now back to North America for our weekly tour. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? Heading once again down Miranda Way, we find Juan Barrymore reluctantly awaiting his duel with Senor Miranda and talking to his second, Rudy Valley.
I tell you, Valley, I'm not going through with this duel. I'm not just a dual personality. I am needed in the States.
John, as your second, I cannot allow you to run out on this duel. Besides, you're not needed in the States.
But, Rudy, what'll my draft board say if I'm out there when my number's called?
John, are you sure you have the right war? You know, they only call men between the ages of 21 and 36.
So?
So?
So I'm 37. Anyhow, I'm too young to duel.
But dueling is very simple, John. You and Senor Miranda stand face to face. Raise your swords, salute, then he stabs you.
Why don't I stab him?
John, please, Senor Miranda is your host. The host carves.
Not on me!
All right, if you're afraid of swords, you can duel with pistols. You stand back to back, walk 10 paces, wheel and fire. But, John, be quick. Be sure, be nimble.
Me, after walking 10 paces?
John. John, I know you'll be brave. You know what they do for brave men in South America?
What?
They build statues of them. Imagine it. Your statue overlooking the beautiful harbor of Rio. Lovers will linger in your shadow. Dreamers will lie at your feet.
And pigeons will roost on the profile.
Come in.
Pardon me, senor. Where is the body?
What body?
The body of the late Juan Barrymore.
I am John Barrymore, and I'm not late yet. Now, what do you want?
The names of your nearest relatives, your favorite flowers, and your measurements.
See, John, what did I tell you? This man is going to make a statue of you.
Oh, I see. You want my measurements, eh?
Yes. Lie down.
Lie down? Is that customary?
You're the first one I've seen standing up.
Better do as he says, John. These sculptors are eccentric.
Okay.
That's it. Now, let's see. Damn. 5'11" and a half. I'll make it 5 feet and all below his knees.
Will you stop singing that song? I'm not dead.
Please, don't try to tell me my business. Damn.
Oh, Rudy, I have heard outside the door, Rudy. You must stop this terrible drool.
No, Carmen. Not drool. Duel.
From what I hear, it was drool.
I'm sorry, Carmen, my darling. It is impossible to stop this drool. Duel. Mr. Barrymore cannot back down. He is too much of a man.
Are you kidding?
Carmen, I understand. Your father's a good duelist.
Terrific. He can shoot the head of a fly at 7 miles.
You mean feet?
He can shoot the feet of two.
Think of it, Carmen. This duel will settle all the differences between your father and me, and then we'll be free to be married.
Married?
Yes. Think how it'll cement good relations between our two countries when you marry Rudy Valley.
Oh, are you kidding?
Darling, we'll honeymoon at my lodge in Maine.
Oh, the beautiful lodge in Maine? The big pine woods, the lake, the moon. Ah, what a place for love, Rudy.
The fish is good, too.
Rudy, will you go to Hollywood?
Yes, Carmen. But of course, you'll have to give up your singing career.
But why?
Darling, in Hollywood, a man would never let a woman support him.
Are you kidding?
Well, all kidding aside, Carmen, you can sing whenever and wherever you please.
Yes, Ruth, I feel the thing right now.
Then please do. Sing to me, kid.
Bola, bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola, na bola você não dá.
Bola, bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Fui um banquete na casa do Zé Pequeno. A mesa tava no sereno pra todo mundo caber. Tinha de toda qualidade de talher. Tinha mais homem que mulher, mas eu não tinha o que comer. Bola, bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Bola, bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Conheço um homem que tem 17 filhos. Que pôs tudo no desvio pra polícia empregar. A mulher dele que bebe ainda promete dar a luz a 17. Pode depois então parar. Rebola a bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Rebola a bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Fui um banquete na casa do Zé Pequeno. A mesa tava no sereno pra todo mundo caber. Tinha de toda qualidade de talher. Tinha mais homem que mulher, mas eu não tinha o que comer. Rebola a bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Rebola a bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Conheço um homem que tem 17 filhos. Que pôs tudo no desvio pra polícia empregar. A mulher dele que beleza ainda promete dar a luz a 17. Pode depois então parar. Rebola a bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Rebola a bola, você diz que dá, que dá. Você diz que dá na bola você não dá.
Here you are, Senor Pig.
I am not Senor Pig. I am Senor John Barrymore.
My apologies to the ham. Ready for the duel? Who is your second?
Rudy Vallee. And have you got a second?
Si.
Have you got a couple of seconds?
Si.
Well, let's sit down for a couple of seconds.
No. 40 years ago at the Olympic dunking contest, you called me bad, bad word. Today, I get revenge. Senor, choose your sword. We duel.
Ah, farewell, Rudy. When in the west the sun has sunk, I should have dunked my final dunk.
Don't worry, sir. I shall grasp the falling donut from your lifeless fingers and carry on with your dunking motto before me. No splash, no splatter, no spray.
Enough of this. We duel. En garde.
Wait, senor, before we duel, how about one last dunk for old time's sake?
Well, all right, for old time's sake, one last dunk. Hand me a donut.
Here you are, senor. A sinker.
Caramba! Again, he calls me that bad, bad word. I killed him.
But, senor, he didn't call you a bad word. In America, that's what we call a donut. A sinker.
Oh, did he say sinker?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yes, and stop being psychic, senor. Stop reading the tea in my thoughts.
Oh, Senor Barrymore, my friend. For 40 years, I have wronged you. Now, please go home so I can write you.
Isn't this wonderful, Carmen? We're all good friends. Now we can be married, and you'll be Mrs. Rudy Vallee.
Oh, Rudy, that is beautiful. Will we have one big, beautiful wedding? Then you'll buy me beautiful clothes, you'll give me beautiful cars, you'll give me beautiful jewels, and everybody will say, that's Rudy Vallee. He spent money like water.
Are you kidding? Next week, John and I shall welcome Priscilla Lane. Until then, this is Rudy Vallee saying au revoir, good night, and hasta la vista.
Steel Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.